You are going to listen to an interview about a city that wants to become a zero-waste city. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the national recycling rate in the U.S. is only about 34%. That means most of our solid waste goes to landfills and incinerators, including recyclable items like paper, glass, metal, and plastic. Massive amounts of food waste that can be composted is clogging landfills, creating dangerous greenhouse gases. Many cities are starting to tackle this problem by implementing policies to help curb the waste by recycling and composting more. It's known as the Zero Waste Movement, and San Francisco has been on the forefront for many years. Other cities that have zero waste goals include Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Austin, and Oakland. But San Francisco has been the most aggressive. A very long time ago, in 2009, the Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance requiring all residents and businesses to recycle and compost their waste, making it the first American city to make composting mandatory. Its goal was to achieve zero waste by 2020. Unfortunately, Mayor London Breed had to reset the city's ambitions. Instead of zero waste by 2020, she said the city will, by 2035, cut all waste it produces by 15% and reduce the waste it sends to landfills by 50%. The city is still getting attention from all around the world. Government officials from China, Italy, France, Denmark, India, and many other countries have visited San Francisco's state-of-the-art recycling and composting facilities. Did you know that the urban waste produced from cities around the world is enough to fill a line of garbage trucks stretching more than 3,100 miles? That's a distance from Florida to Washington every day. And things are only expected to get worse. Thankfully, some cities such as San Francisco are paving the way and trying to change the way we think about trash. We are here at the main nerve center for all of the city's recyclables. This is where everything ends up to be sorted and processed. What is zero waste?
It's an idea, and it means sending next to nothing to landfills or incinerators.
In 2009, the city passed a law requiring residents and businesses to sort their waste into recyclables, compostables, and landfill trash. Recology is the private company that handles it all.
When I started at Recology 25 years ago, the recycling rate was around 38%. Today, we've more than doubled that.
So far, San Francisco has diverted 80% of its waste away from landfills, and its success has been getting global attention. Government representatives from all over the world visit this facility to learn about how they might be able to replicate what's being done here. What is the current method of waste management or recycling in your town?
What we have a lot of in Denmark is actually incineration, where you will burn the waste.
Do you think that you might implement some of what you've learned here?
One thing that we have heard about is the value of composting. We don't do that a lot. So maybe we will go home and do more composting.
San Francisco now collects 650 tons of food scraps, yard trimmings, and other organic waste every day. That material is brought here to be turned into compost.
This is one of the most modern composting facilities in North America.
Okay, so you can see a bunch of stuff here that people have thrown away. Mostly like wood here. A shoe, this flip-flop.
Yeah.
What's up with shoes?
Well, there's 7 billion people on the planet, so there's a lot of shoes. We're in a culture here in California where people are moving very quickly, and so people make mistakes. So we get the things that are not supposed to be here, we get them removed right away, right at the beginning.
After the waste is ground up and screened for plastic and other bits of trash, the organic matter left over gets watered and aerated. A piping system then filters out dangerous greenhouse gases produced by microbes. In about 60 days, the compost is complete and sold to local organic farmers and vineyards. How does composting help the environment?
Composting keeps materials out of landfills. It returns nutrients to farms. It reduces the production of very potent greenhouse gases. It attracts and retains water, like rainwater.
I mean, it smells like hell, but it's actually very beautiful what you're describing here. You know, people's food scraps, which might otherwise be waste, come here to essentially feed these farms and produce new crops.
Well, from this facility, more than 300 vineyards have received the compost and applied it to their vineyards. Farmers are using the compost to grow cover crops that pull the carbon out of the atmosphere and return carbon back to the soil. This is one of the best things we can do in an effort to slow down climate change. People have really heard a lot about environmental problems. They want to hear a lot more about environmental solutions now.
How much recycling and composting is there in your town? Let us know in the comments below. And be sure to watch this next episode about a woman who already lives a zero-waste lifestyle. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the national recycling rate in the U.S. is only about 34%. That means most of our solid waste goes to landfills and incinerators, including recyclable items like paper, glass, metal, and plastic. Massive amounts of food waste that can be composted is clogging landfills, creating dangerous greenhouse gases. Many cities are starting to tackle this problem by implementing policies to help curb the waste by recycling and composting more. It's known as the Zero Waste Movement, and San Francisco has been on the forefront for many years. Other cities that have zero waste goals include Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Austin, and Oakland. But San Francisco has been the most aggressive. A very long time ago, in 2009, the Board of Supervisors passed an ordinance requiring all residents and businesses to recycle and compost their waste, making it the first American city to make composting mandatory. Its goal was to achieve zero waste by 2020. Unfortunately, Mayor London Breed had to reset the city's ambitions. Instead of zero waste by 2020, she said the city will, by 2035, cut all waste it produces by 15% and reduce the waste it sends to landfills by 50%. The city is still getting attention from all around the world. Government officials from China, Italy, France, Denmark, India, and many other countries have visited San Francisco's state-of-the-art recycling and composting facilities. Did you know that the urban waste produced from cities around the world is enough to fill a line of garbage trucks stretching more than 3,100 miles? That's a distance from Florida to Washington every day. And things are only expected to get worse. Thankfully, some cities such as San Francisco are paving the way and trying to change the way we think about trash. We are here at the main nerve center for all of the city's recyclables. This is where everything ends up to be sorted and processed. What is zero waste?
It's an idea, and it means sending next to nothing to landfills or incinerators.
In 2009, the city passed a law requiring residents and businesses to sort their waste into recyclables, compostables, and landfill trash. Recology is the private company that handles it all.
When I started at Recology 25 years ago, the recycling rate was around 38%. Today, we've more than doubled that.
So far, San Francisco has diverted 80% of its waste away from landfills, and its success has been getting global attention. Government representatives from all over the world visit this facility to learn about how they might be able to replicate what's being done here. What is the current method of waste management or recycling in your town?
What we have a lot of in Denmark is actually incineration, where you will burn the waste.
Do you think that you might implement some of what you've learned here?
One thing that we have heard about is the value of composting. We don't do that a lot. So maybe we will go home and do more composting.
San Francisco now collects 650 tons of food scraps, yard trimmings, and other organic waste every day. That material is brought here to be turned into compost.
This is one of the most modern composting facilities in North America.
Okay, so you can see a bunch of stuff here that people have thrown away. Mostly, like, wood here. A shoe. This flip-flop.
Yeah.
What's up with shoes?
Well, there's 7 billion people on the planet, so there's a lot of shoes. We're in a culture here in California where people are moving very quickly, and so people make mistakes. So we get the things that are not supposed to be here, we get them removed right away, right at the beginning.
After the waste is ground up and screened for plastic and other bits of trash, the organic matter left over gets watered and aerated. A piping system then filters out dangerous greenhouse gases produced by microbes. In about 60 days, the compost is complete and sold to local organic farmers and vineyards. How does composting help the environment?
Composting keeps materials out of landfills. It returns nutrients to farms. It reduces the production of very potent greenhouse gases. It attracts and retains water, like rainwater.
I mean, it smells like hell, but it's actually very beautiful what you're describing here. You know, people's food scraps, which might otherwise be waste, come here to essentially feed these farms and produce new crops.
Well, from this facility, more than 300 vineyards have received the compost and applied it to their vineyards. Farmers are using the compost to grow cover crops that pull the carbon out of the atmosphere and return carbon back to the soil. This is one of the best things we can do in an effort to slow down climate change. People have really heard a lot about environmental problems. They want to hear a lot more about environmental solutions now.
How much recycling and composting is there in your town? Let us know in the comments below. And be sure to watch this next episode about a woman who already lives a zero-waste lifestyle.